And our first question will go to Mr. Christ Tompkins, and it will be regarding the topic of the pebble mine, and we'd like to understand your positions regarding this issue. So, Mr. Christ Tompkins.
Fishing in Southeast Alaska is the lifeblood of our region. And in every community in Southeast Alaska, fishing is fundamental to the way of life, to the economy, and it's the most important renewable resource in Alaska. Our communities simply wouldn't exist without it. And you have to protect habitat to have fish. And the pebble mine, I think, is a classic example of undue risk to one of the most productive and prolific and important watersheds in the world. It's the most productive sockeye fishery in the world. For short-term reward with incredible long-term risk, and I don't think it makes sense at all. And I think you can have resource development and responsible resource development, and like not make responsible a throwaway word that means nothing. But I don't think a mine of that scale and a watershed of that importance can work out and not cause undue risk to a fishery. If that mine were in Southeast Alaska, there's no way anybody in this region would support it. I'm quite sure of it, if there was a watershed of that importance at risk. And I think we owe it to the people of Bristol Bay to give them the same protections for a watershed that's incredibly important to their way of life and to their economy, a renewable economy. So I think if you're pro-fish, you have to protect the habitat from which fish come. And I think that means supporting responsible resource development. And the pebble mine is not responsible. And I think we owe it to the people of Bristol Bay and to set a precedent in Alaska that we value fishing. And that means saying no to the pebble mine.
All right, Mr. Thomas.
Thank you. Pebble mine is an interesting one. I am a commercial fisherman. I've fished 43 years. I write the operating budget for this state of Alaska, work on it, develop it, and we've continuously increased the budget because it is a renewable resource. Pebble is one, and mind you, I am pro-industry. I helped open the Kensington mine in Haines. It took 20 years of going through the process. I think we need to have responsible development. We respect the process, and after maybe 10 years they find out it's not feasible, you can't do it, then great, shut it down. But if they find a way, because technology is changing, everything keeps changing, they may find a way to develop that mine. I have real heartburn, and I'll be very honest, I have a limited entry permit that gives me the privilege to harvest the resource for the people of the state of Alaska. I don't like to use it as a shield to stop other people from having a job. There may be people in this audience who may end up going to work for the Pebble or your... Maybe as you grow older, maybe not you right away, maybe your husband or your wife will go work there. You'll get an engineering degree and go forward. My problem is we fund DEC, the federal government funds EPA. Let them make that decision. I'm not a scientist. Maybe someday one of you will be and you make that decision as to whether to go forward or not. But I believe it's a decision to be made by the responsible governments. That's the DEC. And EPA. Let them make that decision. Not make it based on politics, but if they can develop it responsible enough to create jobs, I think great. We need all the jobs we can in Alaska. Thank you.
All right, the question will now go to Mr. Kukesh. And the question, just to reiterate again, is where your stances are regarding the pebble mine.
Thank you. Let me just say, first of all, that I agree fishing is important. I put myself through high school, college, and law school on a fishing boat out of Hawk Inlet, Angoon. So I really believe it's important, but that misses the point here. I really believe that you can't make a decision on something as important as pebble mine through rhetoric and politics. That you have to go through a scientific and permit process before you can say no to a mine like that. I don't know whether it will impact the fisheries up there. None of us do. None of us know whether there's a scientific reasoning for shutting it down. That is why there is a process in place. There has to be a scientific process in place for every mine in Alaska, not just a pebble mine. Every mine in Alaska has, you can't have resource development, responsible resource development, unless you have a process that is science and base, and a permit process that is also scientifically based. Considering impacts to the environment is important. You can't do that without a permit process, without a scientific process. I agree with the statement that politics can't make this decision. We have to let the permit process and the scientific process take a position in this. I really believe that if the Pebble Mine is going to go forward, it'll go forward based on science. It'll go forward based on the environmental questions that are asked. It'll go forward based on whether it passes the permits. Not one permit has been passed so far. Not one piece of earth has been dug. We can't sit here as an audience and say we oppose a Pebble Mine, and if somebody asks us why, how do you defend that decision? We have to be able to defend your decision on the Pebble Mine or any other mine based on science.